Good afternoon and welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. I was strolling through the WhatsApps there and I just want to bring a couple of them to you. And I know there was someone who was saying, you know, Antigua was really protesting because of LIAP, according to that person, in that person's opinion. And people are saying, you know, I hope we make these adjustments based on science and not politics. So that's one thing we need to look at. This one is saying the lower grade of fuel is used because of the hot climate. And if you use the high grade, it's like having a bomb in your tank. And people are reminding about that as well. There's some persons here agreeing with some of the discussions earlier this week in relation to the pension should be for pensioners. There was someone who had called and said, no, don't take the pension from the home because the grandchildren depend on it. And someone is reiterating the fact that they would like to see the pension go to the pensioners. Someone is asking about the travel smart card. They said that those were discontinued and they said it was due to COVID, but they want to know what's happening with the travel smart cards, which actually give you a discount for buying the cards when you're traveling. Then someone is actually reminding me about a call I had earlier. They're saying here, the call is referring to a conversation held between David and the ex-offender. Two of such persons called in, and so did I. That's Tessa Chadish and Sean. Remember, we had the calls when we had the ex-offenders on. I knew that I was not on. He said David's focused on the expulsion of their records and getting their lives back on track. So I remember I didn't have a conversation like that in a while. So I'm not certain what was the story there. But let's take some calls as we head towards the latest from the Starcom Network news. Good afternoon and welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Hey, hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and you? How are you doing?
I have a heavy heart today.
Oh, dear. I hope by the end of this call it could be a little lighter.
Yes, I feel that you're the right person to discuss this with.
Amazing.
But I first want to really honor and appreciate the work that y'all are doing. This call-in program is very, very useful to just hearing the views of our Barbadian people and what they're carrying around, you know, as they go about their day-to-day activities. And I just want to focus today on, you know, we didn't have crop over this year, but, you know, something that has been kind of percolating inside of me for a long time as a woman is just the level of creativity in the lyrics and what is written about women and you know, their body parts and all of that. And I'm just hoping that next year, whether we have crop over or not, but if music is produced, that is on a more conscious level. I think that we don't understand how much women really carry this country and this society and societies in general. And that, you know, when we look at global statistics, women are the most disadvantaged. They're the poorest. They're the ones who are the most abused. They are the ones who are most exposed to the violence, all kinds of violence, sexual to domestic violence. And then for me, it just puts salt more in the wound when I just have to be tolerating and listening to music that feels toxic. It's not even a prayer, it's an invocation. It's a plea for the ones out there who are writing the lyrics to please, 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 see if you can tap into something deeper, something more wholesome, something more embodied in a rich culture that we are, that we were capable of putting out there, that is not putting down women anymore. I think that we need to move away from that. I really do.
I want to engage you on this.
Sure.
Definitely. Every year we have these discussions, and the cry actually goes out to the writers of the music. And one of the things I learned while working with very closely with Live Up and interviewing a lot of artists across the Barbados and across the region, I discovered this almost by accident. And that is that we believe that a lot of these people writing actually influence a lot of people listening. But in many times it's the other way around. The people listening is who really influence the people writing. They're right to the appetite of persons. Is it right? Is it wrong? That's not even what I'm discussing this morning. I think your appeal needs to go out directly to both sides, because they are not writing to you, ma'am. They are writing to the same very females and males who skin out, wake up 6:30 to this music, sing it at the top of their lungs, and enjoy it 100%. Is it right or is it wrong? I'm not even dealing with that this morning. I know your radio is not skipping or repeating. I actually had to repeat that. Because when I listen to it, ma'am, I'm equally or more offended than you. You know, even before I consider the fact that I have a daughter, I know that I have a wife, and I know that I have a mother. I have mothers, let me put it that way. And the appeal for me is those who are writing. Now, I remember asking questions to those artists who would have even recently had children, had daughters, had mothers, and I asked them the question. And they try to attribute it to an equality to actors. And they say, you know, you will see an actor shoot somebody in a movie and you don't think of them as a murderer. So when I sing this type of music, why do you think of me this way? That is the type of response that they give. Some of them take pause. Some of them say, I'm not here to be a role model or raise your children or so on. But the fact of the matter, you as the listening public, are saying to the artist, this music that you're singing is offending me. And I don't know how more to really, you know, amplify your point for you, because I could tell you what the artist would say. You know, listen to something else. Change the station. Go on YouTube and search Gospel Left. That's what you want to hear. So how do you respond to that?
So, Corey, a lot of points in there. So I'm going to be honest, and as a woman growing up in the Caribbean and listening to subversive lyrics, I have been, and at a certain stage in my life, you know, that did appeal to me. I thought it was fun. I joined in the fun. It felt like fun. And maybe it's at the stage I am in terms of my age and how I feel about my own sexuality and things like that. But certainly there was a stage in my life where I did listen to that kind of subversive music. But I listened to it because there was nothing else out there. I felt there was nothing else out there. And I felt that I could separate, because that's not how I felt about myself as a girl or as a woman developing into her womanhood. But I have a concern about a lot of... So agreeing with you, we have responsibilities as parents to raise our children. But when the common crop and the common scheme of things is subversive and there's nothing else wholesome, and that is what is carrying a whole generation of people, and there's nothing else to counter that, it becomes very, very disturbing. And I feel as though there needs to be other kinds of messages. So I agree with you that yes, they are. It's twofold. So it's like an interaction. So on one side, they're writing for their audience, and their audience is also enjoying and appealing and asking for them to write that kind of music. Mm-hmm. But I feel as though if we as a people were a little more evolved, perhaps that might be a bad word, or elevated in our thinking, or even in touch with our sexuality in a way that was healthier. And I think that's the key point there.
Yep.
In touch with your sexuality in a way that is healthier, we won't need necessarily to be singing songs like this, because we would feel like, well, that's so base. I don't need to go down there. I don't need to go down there to have a good time. So I feel as though there's perhaps a lot of educational work that needs to be done among our people in understanding their sexuality, their sexual growth, their sexual development, because... when I listen to that music, it just makes me feel like, as a woman, you have nothing to offer except your body parts, and just shut your behind and go along your business.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think what you're underscoring here is the need for guidance, because you said you listened to that music in the past because there was nothing else. There's always something else. There was always different genres and types and angles of music from the time, you know, from the time of the beginning. But it is how
but
do
Corey,
we guide
hold
people?
Hold on, Corey. Mm-hmm. I want to interrupt you. Sorry for interrupting mm-hmm. there.
No problem. Go ahead.
There was
your
nothing
show.
Else for me. And so I grew up at a time where I was listening to music from coming out of Jamaica, which mm-hmm. was subversive. I was listening to... So I'm saying that culturally, mm-hmm. there was not a lot else that would sway, that would move a party, that was play for the DJs to rally people together to get to dance. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying there wasn't other things to listen to. I'm just saying, as a young person growing up in the Caribbean, that there is very little else out there.
Mama, I wanna disagree.
As a Caribbean person.
I mean, not as a argument, but as a dialogue, right? I came up in a time, you know, like old dub and, you know, all right. kind of thing. But you know what we used to listen to? Consciousness. Sizzler. You know, make them secure and that time.
Right.
You understand? So for me, I went out of my way because that felt, from that I was guided towards that. A sort of consciousness, a sort of thing where, you know, music can inspire you to love your fellow man, help your fellow man. So it to me is about guidance. Now I get where you're coming from. Sometimes it may feel, if you come from a certain background where you may lack guidance, that is the end all and be all, the NBA, you know, boy, this the you know, these sort of rappers, these sort of, it may seem that's the end all and the be all, even on the local scene. But there is always an alternative. And that is where guidance comes in. And it was just underscoring the fact that with the right, and I'm not talking guidance from a moral standpoint, your mother, your father. I'm talking about guidance within even your soul, your spirit, what you want for yourself. Because if you listen to it and it makes you feel aware, why listen to it?
But Corey, I feel as though, is it okay if I engage you? Because I don't
know. For sure. That's what the program is about. You know, it's a calling program. It's not a talk show, a host program. It's not the Corey Hain show. It's a calling program. It's your show. Engage.
Okay, great. I feel as though, Corey, I feel as though you might be neglecting to say a little bit about your own development in terms of when you went out to parties and if that kind of music was playing and you didn't perhaps, so what were you saying, that you wouldn't listen to it, that your level of consciousness was such that you felt like, oh, no, I'm not going to engage in this. I'm not going to dance this music.
No. I wasn't saying that.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
I feel as though most of us in the Caribbean, and I can't speak for everybody, I can only speak for myself and my peers growing up, you know, we might have felt a certain way about that kind of music, but when it was playing in a party and you were dancing with your peers and your peer group, you dance to that kind of music.
Mom, I don't want to come across as no true or nobody in the angel and the saint. I had my deal, but the thing is, it has to do too with influence, self-confidence. I always had a thing in my head, nobody leaning me to do anything. If anything, I got a lead, I'm going to follow. You know what I'm saying? I always had that kind of thing in me because I always loved me, right? Now, I don't like to use myself because, as I said, it wasn't a guidance from a moral standpoint because my mom died when I was young, but I always believe that we have this thing inside us when we know right or wrong. And even when we're doing wrong, we try to justify the wrong for myself because I had the days with Matt Crawford and you know, warlord my business, anything like that. And you're listening to it and you feel a sorry way, you know what I mean? It got a little influence by it. Yeah, it's the baddest man. But for me, I always had guidance in my head. So, you know, there's a line, you understand? And I believe everybody has that. Everybody got that to some extent. Some people let inhibitions go and just go and do things, and some people have more self-control. And for me, my self-control came from the fact that I love myself, so I ain't going out there and do certain things that would damage myself. And I think other people have that too. I don't think I'm special or have any monopoly on that, man. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, but I don't think that's where I'm going. I'm speaking at a very, very kind of gut-based level, how this music appeals to us and trying to have a deeper understanding of why it appeals to us as a people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to me, that is where the question is. Like, why is it appealing to us? Why do people keep listening to this music at all stages?
I saw a study on that, and they talk about the drums, the rhythm, because the rhythm catches you before the actual lyrics, you know. So sorry, you'll be listening to the sweet rhythms, man. They run through our veins, man, that DNA. But then you got to ask yourself the question, right? And this is where people actually start to get a little judgmental. There are certain people raised a particular way that don't appreciate certain types of music. And you ask yourself, why? There's some who raised in that same way that when they go, you know what I mean? They say the lady on the inside and they bash right out when they're on the outside. So let's not complicate the issue. The issue for me has to be about personal choice and personal responsibility, even from a young age. And then there's extra responsibility on the adult and guidance within the framework of the life of the person. Because there are persons who, like, now we live in an age where a lot of parents cannot even, cannot, I ain't saying will not, cannot even monitor their children. the children on all kind of different devices. They got the earphones, the AirPods, the whatever. And parent A, B, or C dare not ask that child to see what on that phone. You know, so for me, it is about who is going to guide the younger people now in terms of what's possible, what's out there. What should you be listening to? And even if you do listen to it, as you say, some of it sounds real sweet. Let me admit it. Can you listen to it without being influenced by it? If you got that strong foundation, that development, that kind of guidance, you can listen to it, enjoy it, bump your head, run your waist, but at the end of the day, you don't act upon it.
But I think, Corey, and if I can keep engaging you, I don't want to take up too much more time. Right. I want to keep engaging you in the fact that we are swimming in a culture where so where is the limit then? Where is the boundary? Do we keep pushing? Do we keep getting more base? Do we keep getting more crass? Like, where is the limit? Where is the boundary? And so we have a crop of young people growing up in this kind of crassness and thinking that it's normal when it's not. No, just as I thought it was more or less normal, for that's how you behave. That's how you. That's not to say that I didn't have guidance, but certainly, you know, that this is how, you know, this is how relations between a man and woman should be, and it leaves a lot to the imagination. And
I get where you're coming from. How do we treat to it? So there are mechanisms to treat to it. So for instance, on public radio, there are certain limitations. Now, public radio has been accused, and probably rightfully so, of engaging in promoting some of the lewd lyrics by playing the clean version, which kind of made people familiar with the music, and they hear the dirty version. Now, a lot of people argue they hear the dirty version even before they hear the clean version, but the radio helps to promote it and make it popular. So we have a responsibility in the broadcast media to ensure that we keep it clean, right? Then parents need to parent. I can say that again. Parents need to parent. And then the responsibility then on the artists. Now, for me, that's the hardest one, because a lot of artists will actually either admit or run from the fact it's not my responsibility. I ain't here to parent your children. I ain't here to role model. It's an artist. I'm here to make money. I sing it what the people want. You understand? That's what can happen. So for me, each person has to take that responsibility of guiding the persons that have been placed in your responsibility and your sphere to guide. Because I'm even talking about parents only, you're talking about responsible adults. You know, we drop this thing. We got children like F, you know, children there to raise themselves now, right? Children is turtles or something. So you just lay them and just gonna swim there. They can get through. The reality is, if we go with our mechanism, some will get through and a lot will not. And it will be an increasing number of persons who do not.
But then, Corey, we also have to talk. I'm aware of how much time I'm taking up.
Corey, you got any news? Because right now we got like 3 or so minutes to news, so you could finish off with this.
Sure. Corey, I also feel when we are speaking about being an artist, and a lot of people used to look at Michael Jackson and knock him for all the transformations that he went through, but that to me is also part of your your path as an artist or an artiste. So just because you're doing what is commercial and what sells, I think it is also the market. And I think that the market in Barbados for this kind of music is so aggressive that you have to, in order to make your bread and butter as an artist in Barbados, that is what you have. So your personal development and growth as an artist might not even be where it should be, because you're only channeling your energy towards that commercial bent instead of saying, how am I going to develop myself as an artist?
Right, but that... Well, you see, people getting it for popularity and money. Personal development? No. It's bank account development. That's what we're dealing with. And that's why I say that can be hard. How do you change that? That's why, as one person said, Carl, you cannot sanitize the world. Control your corner and be happy. And that's why we got a call for personal responsibility. There's certain things that we have control over and certain things that we don't. I mean, as a household, there's certain things you can do. As a community, there's certain things you can do. As a government, there's certain legislation. And then there are things outside of that called the real world. And we have to be realistic about what we can and cannot do. I would not throw my hands
I'm
in the
curious.
Air and say...
I'm curious, Corey, I want to interrupt you just for a minute here. I'm curious, if we were bashing people who had handicaps or people who were blind or people, would we not legislate?
Yes. But there's legislation for this kind of music, public indecency and so on. But that is at the public level. It should also be, I think, also regulated within the public sphere. In a minibus is a public sphere, and the music in there should be regulated. But is it policed? I am sure there is legislation that cover that. Is it policed? it would then be the question. So yes, the comparison is a good comparison, but at the end of the day, we need to recognize what it is we are dealing with.
And what is that, Corey?
We're dealing with a society where we don't have control of all the external factors. That's a reality. So that's why I say you cannot sanitize the world. Deal with your corner and be happy. There's no other way. You can't take all the new music out, you know. And plus, there are adults who you will say that music is suitable for. And we got to teach our children. There are things that are for you and things that are not for you. When you become an adult, you make that choice. That's why I say parents need to parent. Okay, thank you very much for engaging me on that one. And it was good hearing you. Looking forward to hearing you again. This is the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. It's time for the latest from Starcom Network News. Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 10 minutes before 1 o'clock, the 11th day of November 2020. Your producer, technical operator, John the Lion Stout, and Corey Lane, a.k.a. Corey Lane, here with you until 2 p.m. Remember the number to call, 434-1790. We got just like an hour left, so we get through many of those calls. Let's see if we can get through a slew of WhatsApps so that we can focus in on some calls. This one says, hi, Corey. I had a tire issue around Bourne Hall area. I wrote a letter to the NTW. The legal section informed me that the hole or crater was dug by the Barbados Water Authority. I wrote two letters, no response. The incident occurred in 2013. That's 7 years ago. You might be right on target. Just hang in there, according to what we've heard so far. This boy's reminding us that they had Soca Royale in the Botanical Gardens. Will it go back there if we move the old people or not? Corey, there's a lot of calls about the flooding. They say that land actually was deliberately flooded by the government/sugar corporation, Gaisuko. So they say if I check Starbucks News or Couture News, they can bring me up to speed. I reach out to someone I know that live in the area, so hopefully they can get back to me before the end of the program, because they get in conflicting stories. But I think it is a bit of both. I think they are flooding by the rain, and then there is some deliberate flooding from what I'm reading. Okay, the boards are full, so we're going to make this quick. Hey, Corey, I want to plead with the authorities responsible for the road maintenance to have a look at 2nd Avenue, Allen's Land, Bush Hall. A deep, wide hole, I believe it started with a burst or leaking pipe. Now it's getting wider. It was reported, so I hope that there is some road patching done. Thank you. Hi, Corey. Good morning. Enjoying the program. On many occasions, some of these people are here playing, asking persons to keep the surroundings clean. One person would do it, but you have neighbors not doing it and have a lot of stagnant water in containers that turn black. What recourse do I have? I don't see any inspectors coming out in the area. I'm listening to hear any suggestions. So they put out to anybody that has suggestions. Had a few Trumpists actually coming at me, you know, saying, oh, y'all have to ease it off of Trump. He's a winner. He's a messiah. He's this, he's that. Other people saying, you know, humanitarians don't take over 500 children from their parents. So there's some balance on the WhatsApp. Someone is actually asking if the beach, the shoring at beach, only for seagoers, because they know of a homeless man that lives between the Warrens and Cave Hill area that goes to the beach to shower. And you know, there's something that homeless people are, people that, you know, recently put out or don't have anywhere to go, they actually use the beach a lot. They brush some clothes by some friends and they go to the beach to have a shower. So it'd be interesting if anyone have any information on that. Anyone has any information, they could send it for. This other question is, lady saying, I've been married for 10 years. My husband died. I went to his workplace and they're telling me only the children can come because they're down as the beneficiaries. And anybody who can guide me on this, they would appreciate it. So those are the WhatsApps for now. But let's go over to the calls. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah. I sit here and, you know, people like me, we know what to say and what not to say and when to call and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no intention of calling today.
Mm-hmm.
One minute. Give me a couple of minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, that's somebody showed me. Sorry about that.
No problem, man. Tell them I say hi. Say hi from down to Brass Tacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What happened is that you raise an issue that I believe I'm one of the first persons that raised it on Brass Tacks. That is the Beckles Road issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will let you to help me, Corey. Do you have an idea what way all yesterday's children would be relocated?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a number of reasons, to be honest. The official reason is that the building it is at a stage where it no longer can just be repaired with a little tender, loving care. The building needs to go. But I do believe, looking at it from my vantage point, not officially, just commonsensically, that it may be an issue of using that entire area as prime land and having things there to suit. Again, that's no official position. I just believe that that is the direction that Barbados is going.
Now, I understand you, and I believe that the majority of business is just that you and I. We don't know. We can only guess why. But I'm going to tell you this. I worked there, and I think I told you this already, between 2009 and 2011. And all this old and what these things doing, I don't know where that come from. Because if you enter Beckles Road, former Amphils, as people call it, at the entry, even the building at the entry was remodeled less than 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, because I haven't seen it now in 5 years, I understand it's a pharmacy now. And next to the pharmacy is where the guards sit, in the repair unit also. And if you walk down from the gate, the first building on your right-hand side, every window in there changed.
Mm-hmm.
Doors.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard you say that for real. But there was a lady there, she was the head nurse, they call them matrons or something like that. She told me, she retired a little while now, probably near 10 years or whatever, but she told me that the building has significant problems and she's not surprised. And she's not a biased person, a political person or anything like that. I speak to her a lot and she told me that that building needs to go.
I'm telling you about something that worked there.
Right, working there, working on there and working in there are two different things.
Okay, we're dealing with construction.
Good.
We are dealing with, if they have problems other ways besides construction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, when you go through that building, that gate,
mm-hmm.
the first building, and you could go and check it, the first building on your right-hand side is almost new.
Mm-hmm.
I work on it.
There was
2009, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three contractors working, not only the company that I connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Three of us. If you look through the back door of that same building, you will see a new brand kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Well equipped with all modern tools to prepare for the yesterday's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the next building, I didn't change all the windows, but that was also overhauled between 2009 and 2011.
Mm-hmm.
But if you continue on and walk down, you will find there are two or three unoccupied buildings that I believe need working on. Well, I said not working on them because if they're going to push down everything, it will make sense repairing those. What I don't understand, Corey,
mm-hmm.
I am hearing that we relocated to Waterford.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I'm hearing about White Park Road and Four Seasons, formerly Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that got me is, any of those ideas is millions of dollars.
Yes.
That building, that this home that expect to be relocated, the last time I checked, there were 205 patients. Nothing to do with staff. You can't just put 205 persons in a small building. So if you can relocate them, you have to get somewhere with nearly same land space, or you got to go up.
Right, or
go
more
around.
Space. No, or going up, when you're talking, yes, it is. Children, for me, is not good. Honestly, going up for staff, but going up for me is not a good option, I would say.
So you have to find land. You have to have nearly same land space.
Yeah, same land space or more.